This is GQDN for Thursday, October 23rd, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go check out the new Quest-worthy drink. I bet it's really good. Go try it. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. Gonna be more stuff this weekend. And by stackup.org. In today's news, a couple of games had their days. Boy, we'll get into that. And there's some controllers coming too. And another game gets delayed. But we have an update as to why the prices are going up for Xbox. According to GameSpot.com, it is because of their profit goals for Xbox. Because there was a recent Bloomberg report that did show the pressure from the top that might be contributing to the Xbox issues. Now, we do know that there were some layoffs that happened for Xbox and some price hikes, which would include the consoles and Game Pass. And we also know that Microsoft is working with Israel. There's a new report from Jason Schreier, and it did some digging on what was Xbox was doing in the background. And it looks like they were trying to get more profit because of these decisions. Now, according to the report for the past 2 years, the executives did set an, quote, across-the-board profit margin goal of 30%, end quote. And that target was set by Amy Hood, Microsoft's chief financial officer. And she has taken a larger role in the gaming business. Now, Schreier did report that the estimates from the S&P Global Market Intelligence Mark looked at the average profit margin for the entire video game industry between 17% to 22% since 2018. And that's where Xbox was coming in between 10 and 20%. Bloomberg did also see that the requirements for Xbox for party games would be available on the Xbox Game Pass subscription service, that it hurt software sales overall. But Xbox did employ a, quote, member-weighted value, end quote, credit system, where the report did state, quote, is calculated based on several factors such as number of hours that Game Pass players collectively spend on a particular title, end quote. Now, this new strategy did bring the first-party games on PlayStation and Nintendo Switch, which would include Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, Sea of Thieves, and Forza Horizon 5, to where they did see some success in the sales figures. And those that were familiar with the situation did tell Bloomberg that, quote, moving forward, games that are either cheap to make or deemed more likely to generate significant revenue windfalls may take priority over riskier bets, end quote. Now, Xbox did cancel a lot of projects because they are in pursuit of the 30% goal. And the games that were canceled were like Rare's Everwild, The Initiative Perfect Dark, and ZeniMax Project Blackbird. And some of those games were developed for over a decade and they were canceled. Now, the next earning report for Microsoft is scheduled for October 29th. Before that, the next installment of the Xbox Halo franchise is set to be unveiled on October 24th as a part of the Halo World Championships. That's going to be a big day, and we know that Elden Ring is all a part of it, because according to DualShockers.com, that game has been delayed for the Switch 2 release. So if you're a Nintendo fan and you've been waiting for Elden Ring, well, it'll be delayed until 2026. It will have all of the expansions and DLCs, all the content, because it's the Elden Ring Tarnished Edition that has the Shadow of Eldtree DLC, along with other content. And the Tarnished Edition was the first third-party reveal debut at the Nintendo Switch 2 Direct. But once again, it is not coming this year. Elden Ring caught up on X to confirm it. Quote, While development on Elden Ring Tarnished Edition continues wholeheartedly towards release, we have decided to move the launch to 2026 to allow time for performance adjustments. We apologize to players looking forward to the game, and thank you for your patience and support. So you're going to have to wait a little bit, and you won't have to wait for these. We're going to the Esports Corner now, because Esports Insider said that there's some teams to watch at the finals of the Grand Major 2025. And the finals is the game. It's the Grand Major 2025. And all the teams that are competing will be going to DreamHack Stockholm for a chance to be crowned as the champion of the titles, the first official esports tournament, so that way they could win part of the prize pool of $100,000. Now, before the action happens, Esports Insider did take a look at the teams to watch for during the event. And one of them was Fnatic. They were the runners-up of the EMEA close qualifier, and Fnatic is one of the esports organizations to expand to the finals ahead of the Grand Major. Another one was Envy, because they're one of the finals' first partner teams, and they went to the Grand Major after dominating Group A. So yeah, they're going to Stockholm, and you'll be able to watch it on various platforms. But now we go to Pennsylvania. That's not too far away from me, because there was an iGaming surge that provided the Pennsylvania gambling revenue from .esports.com. The Pennsylvania gambling industry is now gaining momentum because of what happened in September, and they had a total revenue climbing 5.9% year on year to $535.8 million. That's according to a recent report released in Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board, PGCP, Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board. Now the total did fall 8% short of August's records at $582.3 million. But the growth did see that the Keystone State's resilience, because they did see the player behavior and seasonal trends. Gambling was the key driver, generating $233.4 million in September, up 32.1% from the same month last year. Now the online slots were 181.9 million, that's a 37.1% jump, and the table games rose 17.8% to 50 million. Online poker did also post 4.5% gain to 2.3 million. Now the Hollywood Casino Penn National Racecourse did top the iGaming charts with 87.7 million in revenue. And of course the iGaming activity did offset the declines in other parts like sports betting and land-based gaming. And that's why the video gaming terminals were down 0.6%, while the fantasy gaming contest grew by 5.4% to $2 million. And see, that would also mean that the betting on the esports events also went down. And that is the major point here. Though, the house always wins. And that's where the iGaming comes in. But for all the people that play his games, oh, there's some controllers coming. Yes, there are. Nintendo is coming out with 3 controllers via DualShockers.com. And they're going to be for the Switch too. And that is the Power A Advantage Wireless Controller. So you have some ABXY setup, and that'll be accompanied by LR triggers and an additional ZXZL trigger. Now, there is no price point to these controllers, so if you want one, it will be coming. But if you don't have one of those, TheVerge.com did say that there's a new Razer DualSense Edge style for a PlayStation 5 replacement, and that'll be the Razer V3 Pro. Comes in at $220. It's a wireless controller that's made for both PlayStation 5 and PC. Now, it has its own case, along with the cable. You'd have some replacement buttons for the Joy-Cons, and the battery is supposed to be more efficient than the original PlayStation 5 controller. Shall see how this controller does up against the original PlayStation 1. Now we get to some video games that's got their days. As what was promised by Nintendo, The Kirby Air Riders had their day for a special Nintendo Direct via My Nintendo News, and they went over some stuff. The major part of this news is the demo that's going to happen on November 8th and 9th and November 15th and 16th on the Switch 2. November 8th, all times are Pacific, by the way, 12 a.m. to 6 a.m., 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. November 9th, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. November 15th, 12 a.m. to 6 a.m., 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. November 16th, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And this will be part of the Global Test Ride event. Now, throughout the rest of it, they did introduce some of the modes, such as Top Ride and Road Trip. And there's something that you could gather your friends for Paddock. There's a race called the Swap Rally, or you could have a Transform Star flying machine. And Kirby's going to get a checklist, and that's where you can get more content once you get more things done on that checklist. There's also going to be some amiibos, Meta Knight and Shadow Star, March 5th, King Dedede and Tank Star next year, Chef Kowalski and Hopstar next year. And then they went into some other things like licenses and team battles, and maybe some expanded rosters, some gummies, and you can get to some music in Nintendo Music. And the game is set to come out November 20th. But they're not Bethesda. They're not Fallout. And Fallout had their day as well, because it's 10 years of Fallout 4 with the Anniversary Edition with Nintendo Switch 2 included. And there were a lot of things that came in, such as the Fallout 4 Anniversary Edition will be coming to Nintendo Switch 2. And we'll have a November 10th release date, because they're celebrating Fallout New Vegas with a new bundle. And I'll have a book, a nice statue, a Vault Boy pin, some evolution cards, and a couple of patches. Of course, they did say that they're going to have some attractions as well. In the Universal Studio Hollywood, a part of the Florida's Halloween Horror Nights, which is going on right now. So they'll have some Fallout things there. And they also celebrated the Fallout Shelter, because it's celebrating its 10th anniversary. Fallout got up an X and said, quote, "To all our new overseers and those who have been with us since the beginning, thank you for an incredible year in Fallout Shelter. Here's some of what you've accomplished so far." And they put up a picture, such as the babies that were born, the vaults that were created, pets were adopted, how many quests were completed, quests in the Fallout TV show was completed, weapons crafted, Dublin City Cafe visits, all that stuff. And they went on into the TV show as well, and to Fallout Shelter, that too, on the phones, and a lot of different things, because they're heading to the Burning Springs, and the Burning Springs is here in Ohio, and that's where a super mutant wants to control the land, along with some new areas to fish, some public events, and mutant pigs. That should be interesting. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for a Finally Friday. Oh boy, there might be some things going on there tonight. We'll tell you about that tomorrow. So until then, go play some video games, people.